Well, hello again, and welcome to another episode of True Confessions of an Aspiring Voice Actor. I'm your host, Chris Cottrell, and I want to thank you for downloading the show. I want to start by thanking the members of Floodgate for allowing me to use their music. I'm hoping they don't get upset by the editing for the talk loop, but the title of the track is Ordinary Stardom, which I felt was kind of fitting for the show. I'll throw the full track on the website for you to download in case you like it. Then I suppose I need to issue the typical apologies. Let's go ahead and start with the delay in the show. I really wanted to have a new show for you last week. However, the pipes in my house froze and then burst, and so that made a huge mess, and now I've got repair crews working on that. And then I got sick, so the time that I wanted to devote to the podcast went into taking care of those issues. And while we're discussing time, that leads to the second apology, as I intended to use this podcast to speak about my experiences auditioning for roles, but unfortunately in the last couple of weeks, I have not done any auditions. What I have been doing, however, still falls in line with honing my craft to some degree, so it's not completely irrelevant to the show this week. I mentioned last episode that Digital Eden, the hosts of this show, are about to start a Kickstarter for a game that they have been working on. Well, as lead designer and company CEO, I have the obligation to promote the game, which has led to a few recording sessions. First, I wrote and produced a promotional video for I Am the Greatest Hero Edition, which, by the way, is the name of the game, in case you hadn't already gathered that. And second, I was interviewed on a State of Nerdvana podcast, which you will find links for soon, if they're not already posted by the time you listen to this podcast. And yes, that is Nerdvana, not Nirvana. Just gotta be clear there. Both of these lead me to the topic I wanted to discuss today, preparation. As a boss of mine was once fond of saying, failing to plan is planning to fail. And I don't think it's a stretch to say that failing to prepare is preparing for failure. Maybe it's a cliche, but I definitely think it's true. Now, probably generally true, as there are those rare, raw talents who can just explode off the cuff and improvise better than they can read a script. Robin Williams would be an excellent example of this, but, you know, since I'm no Robin Williams, and I would venture to say few of us are, I really think it's worthwhile to give some thought to our preparation techniques. So now I'm sure you're saying, but Chris, you haven't landed a role yet. What do you know about preparation? Well, don't trust me. Trust the word of all the instructors I had in school when I was getting my broadcasting degree. There are lots of little things that you can do to get yourself ready for whatever project you're working on, and all of them will give you a much better chance to succeed. When I did my online radio show, The Frog's Playable Demo, I had 10 to 15 5-minute talk segments in the show. So for 50 to 75 minutes of actual talk time, I probably spent about 10 to 15 hours preparing. Now, part of that was research into my material, and part of that was writing a script, and then part of that was reviewing and familiarizing myself with the script. That's a lot of time spent getting ready to do a show. I probably overdid it, and for most auditions, you won't need to do the research or the writing pieces, but I lay that out to you so that you have some idea of what the outer edge of prep time might look like. But let's take a look at the process you might want to go through to prepare for a role that you see posted on an audition board. Prior to putting together my studio, I did submit a few auditions, and the preparation process was a lot like what my instructors had told me it would be. After finding that role I thought would be a good fit for me, I would try and gather as much information as possible about that character. The posting should give you some basics, but I advise going a little deeper, especially if you're unfamiliar with anything in the character's background. The more you know, the more you can include in your performance. For example, if the character notes were to mention that this character is strongly influenced by Raymond Chandler, then you know what? It might be a good idea to find out who Raymond Chandler is and how this might affect your attitudes and speech patterns. Speech patterns might also call for accents. Some of us are better at accents than others, but you know, if you really want to try to pull this off, try listening to native speakers who possess the accent you're looking for rather than mimicking other actors. record your attempts at copying the accent, and listen critically. It takes practice, as everything does, to do it well, and it truly does help to compare yourself with recordings. Now, most postings have audition lines for you to read, but nothing says you have to read it as written. I'm not telling you to change the words, but rewrite it in a manner that you can read it. Enlarge the print. If the writer uses numerals, change them to written numbers instead. If there are words you have difficulty pronouncing, write them phonetically so that you don't trip over them in the script. If you think certain words require emphasis, make them bold in your copy of the script, or underline them, or type them in all caps, or even italicize them. Anything to remind you of the emphasis you'd like to place in your performance. If, for some reason, the posting asks you for ad-lib dialogue, then write something for yourself before you sit down in front of the mic. It's not necessary for you to read it word for word, but it gives you something to rehearse and gives you a clear direction to go in. It'll eliminate the dreaded and the awkward silences. You know, if you do write something, do some research once again. Make sure what you write is appropriate for the character. Now, once again, from what I've seen to this point, it's rare that you'll need to do this, but it never hurts to know how to handle it, right? It's not really vital to what this podcast is about, but since I did an interview last week, I figure it can't hurt to include what you might want to do to prepare to be interviewed. Yeah, I know. I bet you thought that the onus of preparation lay solely with the interviewer, right? Well, that is definitely not true. For one, you have to know what you want to talk about. You know, why are you doing the interview? What are you trying to promote? Your goals and the interviewer's goals may be really different. And if you're not prepared, a skilled interviewer can easily lead you in a direction you didn't plan to go. So make some notes for yourself to give a definitive direction. This isn't scripting. It's more like an outline of things you want to address. Have a few ideas on segues that can get you back on track in case you do start drifting. And then talk to yourself. Imagine what the conversation might be like in your mind, and have a few anecdotes ready to discuss so that you can turn to those if you have a moment of brain freeze. I will not lie. I script the show. I sit down and put thought into what I want to speak about. Hopefully it shows. Even if it doesn't, it makes me more comfortable with what I'm doing, which is always a good thing. I'm told with practice you need less preparation, which makes sense since practice is a form of preparation. But it will be quite some time before I can say that from a perspective of experience. I hope to have another podcast next week, but I'll be at OhioCon in Columbus, Ohio this weekend. And that may delay when this gets done. But, you know, if you happen to be attending, I will be with the Digital Eden crew providing karaoke for the convention, and we'll also be hosting the game show Anime Name That Tune on Sunday. We'll also be here and there demoing I Am the Greatest, so look us up, and I'll be happy to talk with any of my listeners. So, until next time, I wish you good luck, and invite you to post any questions or comments you have to our Facebook page, True Confessions of an Aspiring Voice Actor. Take care, and thanks for listening.